Okay, Tenor, Truma, page Pei, second column, about 20 lines from the, 15 lines from the end of the paragraph. Okay, now Rebbe is explaining that in order to bring Alokuz down, so when the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they had the Beis HaMikdash, now it's Dalet Amos Shel Halacha, when a person learns Tenor, they bring down the Alokuz down here. What's with Balabatim that can't learn Tenor whole day? So he says that's what's called the pasuk Amsoach b'chutz. I find you outside, and he says, and then he starts explaining that Shabbos elevates the 6 days of the week, and therefore he says like this: he's speaking about the kinyan that Hashem has, meaning the way Hashem transfers thing from one thing to the next. So now he's explaining like this: Ki Aelias Elam es b'Shabbos Chol Mashen Nizbar b'Sheish Yismei Achol Lichol b'Malamayla b'Shabbos. And that's what all the worlds become elevated on Shabbos. But what is elevated on Shabbos? Everything the person did during the 6 days of the week. During the 6 days of the week, you do the Aveda of the world, and that becomes elevated on Shabbos. Zeh k'moshel akinyan. Shalakeach deisin chila kasev lameicher. It's like when you buy something, first you pay cash. Vayidei zeh mekabel achakach hachefesh shakeinu l'rushusei. In other words, first you pay for it, and then you get the object. What is that in a spiritual sense? How do you pay cash? That's the avodah of 6 days of the week. The midas come down, like you said, each midah creates Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So now chesed is down, megvur is down, and the Jew elevates it. The vad needs to find the sparks. Aydeiz and Nasam Shachav Aliyah b'Shabbos. That elevates this world that we paid for during the week, meaning we did the Aveda, mitorah the pruda from mountains of separation. The Rishus Hayochid Yichidus Shalaylam. In other words, during the week is diversity. That's Rabim Avedus Habirurim of world, dealing with a lot of things in world. And that makes from the public domain into a private domain, which is a level of Shabbos l'mayla. That's what it means. Hashem was a kainah, meaning, well, by us doing it, so to speak, davedus habirudim. So then we get the object. And that's the same thing. All the times the Jews are in Golos, in Egypt, Bavel, Rome, wherever it is. What's the purpose of it? The Gemara says that the reason why the Jews went into Golos, Gemara says, to add more converts. So they obviously, our job is not to make converts. And the country we push them away when they. What it means is, what are converts? Converts are lost souls that now become Jewish, meaning you're finding the sparks of Kedusha that were lost. So he said, what is the sinyan of Golos? Hey, neshamas, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Meir, Eivadya. These are the neshamas of, like it said, why did Yitzchak like Esav? Because he foresaw all the great neshamas that were going to come out of Rome. Rabbi Akiva was a descendant of converts. Rabbi Meir was a descendant of converts. Eivadya Ger Tzedek was a convert. Well, that is that number be Krishma. That's what it says in Shema, that you have to gather your grain. What does it mean, gathering the grain? There's grain all over the place, and you gather it into one place. There are sparks of Kedusha all over the world, and we bring it back into one level of Hashem. To gather it to the level of Echad. Meaning like this, when a person does business, the fairness is atzmi basic to support himself and his family, shazel yurida, which seemingly is a descent. You're not learning Torah, you're dealing with world. Then it becomes the elevation of world. When you work for a living, so you now you're involved in world. Then you take the money and you live like a Jew. You daven and learn with the and you pay tuition and all that stuff. Therefore, the davening is called oilas tamid, meaning a continuous, the daily oila that they brought. Aliyas ani tutsis lemaila v'chol atfilas chol misalim b'tfilas Shabbos. And then the Alter Rebbe concludes, says in Kabbalah, that all the weekday davening that we daven during the week is elevated on Shabbos. But
can we conclude that there is no such a thing as a convert?
Correct. These are neshamas that were lost and got back, yes. That's why, like we said, the Chidah writes that the expression is never goy shen is gaya. Never says in the Gemara, a goy who converts. It says, get shen is gaya, a convert who converts. So the Chidah explains why. Why does it say goy shen is gaya? That's what it really should say, not a convert who converts. He said, because a real goy doesn't convert. Because it says in Kabbalah, I don't mention this Chaim many times, it says in Kabbalah that when other magicians sinned, a lot of Jewish souls got lost all amongst the Goyim. They got lost, Poshit. And now the Gant of the Halachic Gerim, I'm talking about the proper convert, it comes back, they're coming back to where they really were. Therefore, the Rebbe explained once in the Sicha, after you see that they're serious, you're not allowed to push them away anymore. You have to push them away just to make sure they're serious. Once they're serious, then you can't play with it because it's a Yiddish and Neshama coming back. You can't just dump it. Okay, that's what it says. That's what the Pasuk says. I will find you outside. Even the Bali Asokim will find Hashem. Even, in other words, not normally, until now, the Alter Rebbe is explaining it's through Teda. Through Teda, you bring a Lukuz down. Right? And then the world becomes elevated. So he says the same thing, Balabatim, that the people that deal with world, business, and everything, they also accomplish the same thing. All the sparks become included in one. And Eden fulfilled this because the Din of the Gemara. The Gemara says the first paragraph of Shema, or according to many opinions, the first pasuk, that's what you need, the intent. Or the divrei hakol, according to a person, all opinions, the first pasuk, Shema Yisrael, needs kavana. Well, what does it mean, the kavana, Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad? What does Shem Echad mean? Ein Eid Milvadi, the only Hashem exists. The level of Mesidus Nefesh. In your Mesidus Nefesh, Be'echad. V'chol Yisrael, Yesh Bechina Zu, every Yid has this potential of Mesidus Nefesh, Av Sheinle Mesidus Nefesh Bepoil. Even though not every Jew, it needs to be Mesidus Nefesh, actually. You know, not every person has to make these massive sacrifices. But Yesh Mesidus Nefesh Bekoyach. And like Dalter Rebbe says in Tanya, Afil Shkal Shebekal Miocholim Mesidus Nefesh. Every Jew, even the biggest sinner Jew, when push comes to shove, it's a question of is denying or God forbid denying or accepting. He'll have Mesidus Nefesh for it. The guy doesn't learn, he doesn't do mitzvahs, because the Pintali Yid, the potential, every Jew has this power of Mesidus Nefesh. So then what happens? The businessman elevates all the sparks of Kedusha to also to Echad. And that's the same level as Teda, that's Kainish Shemayim Va'aretz. Meaning, the Alter Rebbe is explaining over here, the businessman accomplishes the same Avoda that the guy that sits and learns Teda all day. What's the purpose, union of learning Teda? Elevating the world to bring down Kedusha. The business person does the same thing. They work, they elevate the world when they do it properly, and they bring down Kedusha into the world.
What is the limit of the businessman to push away his business the Asat Torah? Meaning,
where do you draw the line?
Yes.
That's a separate issue that every person has to speak to their mashpia or rov or whatever about it to know what they're able to do. You know the famous story we learned with the Tzemach Tzedek at a chassid at a boot company. And not that. That was the word Yom Klatske. The Tzemach Tzedek said to him, he was so involved in the business. Tzemach Tzedek said to him once in Yechidus, you know, I've seen feet in a boot. but a head in a boot that I've never seen except by you. Meaning his whole head was in the boot.
The whole head was in the boot. Yeah.
Let me tell you something. In order to make a living, you have to be in it. If you're going to, you're not going to make a living. It means, very simply, what is the goal? What is the goal over here? Is it to make money to be rich? Or is it make money to live a Yiddish life? That's the question. It doesn't mean you can't be involved. If you're not involved in the business, you don't put your hand in the business, you're not going to make a living. Okay, that's understood. And Torah obviously understands that. What Torah means, what is the objective? What is the purpose of it all?
Goal. What is the end goal?
Right.
Exactly.
Not the means. The means is you could be in the business, but is the goal to lead a Yiddish life, give tzedakah, tuition? I mean, it's expensive to live like a Yid. Or is it more to become Fortune 500? You know, to compete for the richest man in the world. That's the difference. Okay, top of the page 160. Adrabba Bahem Nemat. On the contrary, the business people, it says, Shkachacha Bachinis Neshikin. It says that I will kiss you, the level of kissing. Is Dabkis Rucha Berucha. By connection of the person spirit, Hashem spirit, I date Phyllis Abal Asik. By the davening of a business person, Shubachin Tiskafia, of a breaking evil, the Yitz in the and the transformation, the advantage of light when it's transformed from darkness, he says, on the contrary, a business person in this respect can accomplish more than the guy that learns the whole day. Because they're in world and they have bigger tests than the person who's locked up in a yeshiva, so to speak, and therefore they accomplish much more of elevating the world. The whole purpose of Avodah is to elevate the world. So a business person who has that elevates the world greater than, and he said in a certain respect, greater than the person that learns Torah.
Experience.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, it's like.
So what are you saying?
That's important for the businessman throughout the world, but the most important thing is where what primary is and what secondary is. Is what you said. Right?
The primary secondary is not in time. It's in purpose. A person could spend much more time in business and eating, if you count business, eating and sleeping. That's the majority of the 24 hours. How much left is left for learning? The question is, am I excited for the learning hour, or am I excited for the business hour? That's the difference. What is my excitement? What is my goal? What's the purpose of it all? There are many people that have full day in business, but what they really enjoy is going home to learn. You know, going to shul to daven. That's the focus. That's the Aveda
Vibalasik. Rabbi, isn't the purpose of the deal comes, so whether you're learning or whether you're working, it's the same thing. You're making
that's what he's saying, no?
So it's the same. It's not like one is better than the other.
It's different.
But it's both necessary. Both are necessary.
What's better, the head or the heart?
No.
Huh? Can't live with either of them.
Yeah.
Okay? They're equal. But they have different functions. This is thinking, this is feeling. But it's who's more important? You can't live without either of them. Okay, so there's a void of, that's why David, why did Hashem make the world? Some people have to learn, some people have to do business, because that's the total, then you get a total picture. You're elevating this way, and you're elevating this way. But they're both equally important. But the point is, if the goal is for that.
Sounds like a Yaakov
and Esau. Did you ever hear that the Rebbe said to somebody that people make a mistake having one briefcase for their secular books and one briefcase for the workbooks and one briefcase for Torah books? Really should be all the same?
I heard, I saw that. The Rebbe, not that about a book. The Rebbe said on the bookcase.
Bookcase, right. It should be all the same.
Yeah, but Le Pearl, I don't know exactly what the Rebbe means, because you don't want to have a science book next to a Tanya or a Shas, or, you know.
But why not? If the purpose, you're just saying the same thing, what you just said. They're two different things. Which one's better? They're the same. I mean, they're not the same.
It depends the purpose of the science book.
Yeah, if, of course. If you're doing it just for science sake, no, but if you're doing it for Hashem, then it becomes holy.
Yeah. But it may be misleading to other people that will think they're on the equal level by you.
Right.
That the science book and Gemara is at the same level. That's the... Okay. Okay, skip the parentheses, like 15 lines. And then it says, and then the pasuk continues, I'll bring you back to my mother's house. That's the level of Teda. Again, remember we said, Imi is Teresh Shebal Peh, the kid nursing from the mother. He says, what do you mean I'll bring you home to my mother? After Emtzacha B'chutz, which speaks about the businessman, then it says, I'll bring you back home to your mother. Meaning that even a person who does business, Tzarech L'kvaya Itim L'Teda, needs to learn Teda. They have to be brought back to the mother's house, meaning they need to be brought back from the outside business into Beis Imi. Kagam She'ikir Avidosimoy Maisi B'chinis Eskafya. Even though the primary avodah of a bal esek, of a businessman, the primary level is elevating the world and giving tzedakah and so on, it has to be in a systematic form, meaning first you need thought, then speech, then action. That's the way it works. First you need to think, then you talk, then you do. And therefore, he says like this: action
speaks louder than words.
No, action is the work of the businessman in the world. Machshava Dibur refers to Teda. The Chaim Bali Teda Nami Yenik Steime Loshin Loshin to me. When the pasuk speaks about the kid nursing from the mother, it says Yenik present tense. Meaning it has to constantly be the learning of Teda. Which is only kviyasitim, the business people, which is only temporary learning. Like it says, halachically, you have to learn in the morning and you have to learn at night. Dad says, I'll bring you back to my mother's house. Okay, then skip the parentheses. And then he says, I'll give you to drink, the pasuk continues, from good wine. That has a good smell to it. Why? Because in a yayin, mesamech alukim yayin, is a level of bina which makes the person happy. But yayin, b'chinas yayin shel teda, that's the wine of teda, meaning the secrets of teda. Bu b'chinas bina, b'chinas teda shebal peh, which is Mesameach Elukim, which makes Elukus happy. In other words, Ki Elukim Midas HaTzimtzum. He says like this, why does wine, it says, Yayim Mesameach Elukim. Why is wine making God happy? I mean, it's a funny expression. Wine doesn't make Hashem happy. So he says very simple, Elukim is the level of Tzimtzum, and he says, Vayidei Shemamshich Bechinas Bina, which is the level of simcha, gedim gile ahelim shli yasta biyalim. Meaning like this, when a person gets drunk, you show outward simcha. Right? That's, you know, it's outward simcha. So he says, well, through the level of yayin, which refers to being understanding of Teda, especially the secrets of Teda, you make the level of Elokim, which means concealment, you make it happy. Meaning you reveal it. When a person's happy, you see it on their face. Right? Like you're able to tell like it says one of Rabbah, Tzav Upanav, his face lit up because he found a new braisa that he never knew before. So in other words, why does Yayim Samech Elokim V'Anoshim? Why making Elokim happy? First it doesn't say Hashem, it says Elokim. And B'chal, what does it mean it's making Elokim happy? See, the Alter Rebbe is explaining. Because Elokim is symptom of concealment. And when you reveal the concealment, so then it becomes happy. Meaning Elokim becomes revealed. That's it. There's no more symptom. Vayidei shemam tuchin is bina, which is simcha gaidim li as gili helim. Shalei yasti v'yalim, that it shouldn't be concealed anymore. V'zeo eshak yecho miyayin. He said, that's what the pasuk says, I'll make you drink wine, but it says yayin or rekach, or okay, whichever way you pronounce it. Shayin sheyesh b'reach teiv, which has a good smell to it. In other words, not stam wine. It's wine that has a smell to it. What's what, reyach? Reyach is shoshim mimakim gavel. Okay, we're going to leave this for tomorrow. Okay, that's the mile of a balesik, which is interesting.